the approval of the agenda, and I believe we do have a change in the agenda.
We actually have two items. We would note that the agenda was revised December 12th at 11:35 in the evening to add old business case 2019-8 Azalea Woods. And we would also note that case CU2204 Quality Care Homes, care of Kenneth Dominic Alton Drummond, has been withdrawn, so it will not be heard on tonight.
Okay. Just to clarify, that addition of Azalea Woods was in time under FOIA.
So right.
We hit the cutoff on that.
Right. So.
Motion to approve as revised.
Second.
Seconded to approve the agenda as revised. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the October 24th, 2019 meeting.
So if there are no changes, they can be as submitted.
Make a motion to approve as submitted.
Second.
The move seconded to approve the minutes of the October 24, 2019 meeting as submitted. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Old business. We have one item of old business this evening, that being subdivision 2019-8 Azalea Woods, Shingle Point Properties LLC, and Natale Communities.
Okay. I'm going to make a motion on this one. I just wanted before to kind of let you know that this has been a difficult one for me to work on, and Mr. Robertson and Ms. Cornwell worked with me on trying to find a way that we can stick with our ordinances but still not affect the roads as much as we can, because they, you know, Route 9 is going to be affected by this. So we came up with what I think is the best we can based on that. So, Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2019-8 for Azalea Woods, Shingle Point Properties LLC, and Natale Communities based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a subdivision within the low-density area and the AR1 zoning district. The applicant is seeking clustered lots within a minimum area of 7,500 square feet. Two, the proposed subdivision will have no more than 610 lots on 316.02 acres. This density is permitted in the AR1 zone. Three, there is evidence in the record from DelDOT and the applicant that DelDOT will require extensive improvements to nearby roadways to address and mitigate the impact of this development on area traffic and roadways. In addition, this approval includes phasing of home construction so that road improvements are on pace with home construction. Four, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has addressed the requirements of section 99-9C of the code. Five, the subdivision contains approximately 162 acres of interconnected open space, which represents nearly 51% of the site. Of that open space area, approximately 80 acres of the existing forest on the site will be maintained. Almost all the lots are next to some type of open space. Six, the project will be served by central water and sewer. Seven, the development complies with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan as a low-density single-family dwelling subdivision. Eight, this cluster subdivision is based on a design that is superior to a standard subdivision. The design includes a substantial amount of open space and forest preservation that could not be achieved within a standard subdivision. Also, while this is a large subdivision containing 610 lots on 316 acres, this is preferable to several smaller independent subdivisions with no interconnectivity or integrated designs. Nine, this preliminary approval is subject to the following. A, there shall be no more than 610 lots within the subdivision. B, the final site plan shall confirm that at least 51% of the site remains as open space. C, so that home construction proceeds reasonably on pace with road improvements, there shall be no more than 70 building permits issued in any one calendar year. D, the developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. E, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. F, As stated by the applicant, there shall be a forested or landscape buffer of at least 30 feet in depth along the entire perimeter of the project. This may include existing forest. The final site plan shall contain a landscape plan for all these areas. In addition to the forested or landscape buffer, all lots shall be at least 50 feet from the perimeter boundary of the development. G, there were concerns expressed during the hearing about marking the common boundaries of this development and adjacent properties, particularly in the wooded areas where the boundary line may not be evident. The developers shall post permanent markers along the boundary within the forested areas that are being maintained in the development so that residents of the development are deterred from trespassing on adjacent properties. The location and type of these markers shall be shown on the final site plan. As stated by the applicant, there shall be a buffer of at least 50 feet from all wetlands. The existing forest within these buffer areas shall be maintained, and this shall be noted on the landscape plan. I, the development shall comply with all DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. J, as proffered by the applicant, sidewalks shall be installed on both sides of all internal streets. A system of fully shielded and downward screened street lighting shall also be provided. K, the subdivision shall be served by a central sewer system. L, the subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. M, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. N, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. O, constructing site work and deliveries shall occur on the site between the hours of 8 a.m. through 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. through 2 p.m. on Saturdays. P, the applicant shall coordinate with the local school district regarding the location of a covered school bus stop within the subdivision, if required by the school district. The location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. Q, the development shall be served by its own in-site, on-site amenities, including a pool, clubhouse, pickleball courts, gathering areas, and tot lots. R, all amenities shall be completed and open for use prior to the issuance of the 250th residential building permit. S, the final site plan shall depict all forested areas that will be preserved in addition to the forested areas in the buffers. T, a revised preliminary site plan either depicting or noting these conditions must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. U, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex Planning, or the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2019-8 Azalea Woods for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're glad that you're with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. Let me assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, please allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Chairman Wheatley stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission's meetings to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. We ask that you don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. Also, if you have a telephone or a similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. And in honor of Mr. Lank, if anybody happens to have any musical socks, neckties, or other articles of clothing that happen to play Christmas carols, we ask that you turn those off as well. We had an incident with that with Mr. Lank when he was here. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits.
I would be that person. Sorry.
To it wasn't a Christmas carol.
Yeah.
Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may then question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. During the proceedings, Sussex County does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, source of income, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. During the proceedings, there will be no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents. Any questions should be directed to the question, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission, and individuals supporting or opposing an application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.